Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, where we dive into the latest happenings in the tech world. Today is April 15th, 2024, and we've got a lineup of intriguing stories to share. Let's get started. Kicking off today's episode, we delve into a recent shakeup at OpenAI. The company has dismissed two of its researchers, Leopold Aschenbrenner and Pavel Izmailov, amid allegations of leaking sensitive information. This move underscores the challenges tech giants face in safeguarding their innovations and raises questions about the impact on OpenAI's internal dynamics and future projects. In other news, Apple is set to revolutionize the iPhone experience with its upcoming iOS 18 update. This major overhaul will introduce AI capabilities that run directly on the device, reducing reliance on cloud servers. Scheduled for unveiling at WWDC 2024, this update promises to enhance apps like Siri, Notes, and Safari with generative AI features, marking a significant leap in smartphone technology. Switching gears to the realm of connectivity, Google is stepping up its game with the Pixel 9, which will boast satellite connectivity. This feature, powered by the Exynos Modem 5400 and Tensor G4 chipset, aims to keep users connected even in the most remote locations. Alongside, Google is also rumored to be developing a 5G tablet, codenamed Clementine, showcasing the tech giant's commitment to innovation. On the healthcare front, Heartfelt Technologies is making strides with its AI telemonitor for heart patients. This device, capable of detecting early signs of heart failure by measuring foot volume, represents a leap forward in patient care, potentially reducing hospital readmissions significantly. Turning our attention to social media, Naval Ravikant and Brian Norgaard have reintroduced AirChat, an audio-focused platform. By emphasizing voice over text, AirChat aims to foster more genuine connections among users, offering a fresh take on digital communication. For the gaming enthusiasts, Apple's recent policy change has opened the doors for game emulators on iOS devices. The arrival of EMU64 XL and iGBA in the App Store marks a new era for retro gaming fans, though it remains to be seen how Apple will enforce its content guidelines. Exploring the energy sector, advancements in geothermal technology are promising to broaden its application beyond volcanic regions. Projects like Nevada's Project RED are pioneering techniques to harness the Earth's heat more efficiently, offering a sustainable alternative to traditional energy sources. In the realm of AI development, Ken Cancer shares insights from processing over 500 million GPT tokens. His reflections on the limitations and potential of current models offer valuable lessons for those navigating the evolving landscape of generative AI. Looking to the stars, Max Space is planning to launch expandable habitats into orbit, aiming to provide more livable space in space. This ambitious project could pave the way for future lunar or Martian bases, highlighting the growing interest in making space more accessible. Meta is testing new AI features on WhatsApp and Instagram, allowing users to interact with AI directly within the apps. This move could enhance user experience while also providing Meta with valuable data for content and advertisement targeting. Spotify is leveraging AI to fine-tune its music recommendations, aiming to introduce users to new sounds while balancing their preferences. The AI DJ feature represents an effort to navigate the delicate balance between novelty and familiarity in music discovery. The integration of Meta's Threads into the Fediverse has sparked discussions about the interoperability of social media platforms. While following Threads users on Mastodon offers a glimpse into the potential for cross-platform interaction, limitations remain, highlighting the challenges of creating a unified social media ecosystem. For developers, the introduction of PyLaser, a fast static code analyzer for Python, promises to streamline coding processes with its performance and detailed analysis capabilities. This tool represents a significant step forward in code analysis technology. Lastly, NASA's selection of three companies to design lunar explorers for the Artemis program underscores the ongoing commitment to lunar exploration. With a focus on developing a lunar terrain vehicle, this initiative aims to lay the groundwork for future missions to Mars and beyond. In a move to make its full self-driving technology more accessible, Tesla has slashed its monthly subscription fee. This price reduction, coupled with the release of FSD V12, signals Tesla's efforts to boost adoption of its autonomous driving capabilities. And for the tech-savvy, the Supabase Index Advisor GitHub repository offers a PostgreSQL Index Advisor extension that could revolutionize query performance optimization. This tool exemplifies the potential of open-source contributions to enhance database management. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a wide range of topics, from groundbreaking AI developments to the latest in space exploration. Stay tuned for more updates and insights into the ever-evolving world of technology. Thanks for listening.